And I hate using the word addiction. Chemical dependence.
Or just an affinity for. I just got my genetic testing done on 23andMe, which is a website that where you can, for $99, you can get your genome sequenced.
What does that do?
It's so cool. It just, like, tells you about yourself, and also it's really scary.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's... What
it's nerve-wracking, because you learn, you know, if you have inherited diseases or what you might pass on to your children, but also learn just, like, a lot about your makeup. And it
what did you learn, if you don't mind us asking?
I learned so much. Okay, well, I have two things. That one is relevant to this story, and that I genetically just don't like sugar. I don't like sugar.
Lucky.
My family does not like sugar. I don't have a sweet tooth. That's why for dessert, I order more meat. Always.
So they come out with the dessert tray,
and then
like,
could I just have like a piece of bacon for dessert?
I'll take a petite filet.
That's amazing.
But the really interesting thing that I learned, I learned a lot of interesting things, but the funny thing is that I found out that there's a gene that will tell you whether or not you are sensitive to bad smells, and specifically the smell of other humans, like body odor.
Sure.
And I don't have that gene. I'm not sensitive to body odor, and either is my husband.
Oh, no.
And so what we learned is that we're probably both so stinky, but that neither of us cares.
Oh, wow.
Because we can't smell each other.
You've gone nose deaf.
Is that only with other body odors?
Only
or
with other body odors.
Do you have a bad sense of smell?
No. See, I have a great sense of smell, and like when I'm walking down the street in the Mission and it smells like urine, I'm disgusted.
You pick up
But when I am next to a French person who has never used deodorant in their lives, I don't care.